Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Don't forget that. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, also the security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from FoundersCode.com, the website FoundersCode.com, is Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, you have written a dynamite article based on a case that's starting to really open up some doors on John Durham and his next arrests, which could snag some Hillary operatives.
Well, there's a lot of things that we need to necessarily remember. We were all getting pretty disgusted with John Durham. It's like, where is he? What is he doing? And we can tell now that he's being exceptionally methodical. I would say that while we all knew that this was a Hillary Clinton operation, I don't think that we necessarily understood the depths of what the Hillary Clinton operation was about. And so we're certainly finding out some of this now. I would argue that she actually knew more Russians and her people knew more Russians than Trump ever did. But when I mentioned Hillary, I don't think she concocted this Russia collusion operation in this attack. I don't think she was that smart. And I think that she was able to call on some people, or some people called on her to pay for it. I believe that this Russia collusion operation was actually concocted by Strobe Talbot and by Mark Elias.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who is Strobe Talbot? Strobe Talbot was always has been a top Clinton operative. Strobe Talbot and Bill Clinton were both Rhodes Scholars at the University of Oxford at the same time. That's mm-hmm. where they started their friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Strobe Talbot was the founder and president of the Brookings Institute for a very long time. Now, we all remember Fiona Hill.
Yeah.
She was on the White House National Security Council during the Obama administration.
Yep.
And during the early part of the Trump administration. She was supposed to be a Russian expert.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's a senior fellow at the Brookings Institute.
Mm-hmm.
So you see where this is necessarily going.
Yeah.
Then we have this cat, Charles Dolan Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Charles Dolan Jr. Worked for years, very wealthy, worked for years for the Clinton-Gore campaigns and had a position in the Clinton State Department.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so I think we may be able to start looking at those three people, Fiona Hill, Strobe Talbott, and Charles Dolan, because it was, in fact, Fiona Hill who introduced the Igor Danchenko, who was arrested yesterday,
yeah,
to Christopher Steele. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Fiona Hill made that introduction. So now we understand where some of this is coming from. These people kind of circle back, as they like to say, in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So Igor Danchenko is not especially a top person in this whole Russia collusion story, but he is one. He is Russian, but he was born in Ukraine. And by the way, he lives in Virginia. So that's why it was easy for Durham to have him arrested.
Mm-hmm.
But he was who Christopher Steele called on to feed some dirt to concoct the dossier. So it's a very confusing story because there are so many players and so many subsources and so many people that had a role in all of this. But I would say this. We necessarily need to go back to two entities. One is the FBI. Because the FBI knew all of this was concocted. They knew all of this was a lie. It isn't just that John Durham is uncovering all of this. The FBI had all of this. The FBI sent agents over to the Mueller operation for the Mueller investigation, and they knew it over there, too.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to have to do it on the other side of the break because they're going to the computer right there. All right, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. By the way, Andrew McCabe getting a clean bill of health. He's up to his eyeballs and all of this, too. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We will take it right away. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million people, including yours truly. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. You can go to their website, or you can find out where their office is off their website and go to their office, and they can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own and drive. Now, get this. Got a car? Got a truck? Got a motorcycle? Got an ATV, a boat, or an RV? You can bundle all those together along with your homeowners or renters or condos insurance policy through Geico and save a bunch of money. That's what it's all about, saving money, getting great coverage and great service. So check them out online first, and then go from there. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We're going to continue to talk about this story that you've written because it's so involved with so much stuff that's going on. So,
well, it's very involved, but here's what really struck me yesterday when this thing broke, and that is Merrick Garland, our infamous corrupt top law enforcement officer, if you will, if you can call him that, at the Department of Justice. And why do I even include him in this? Well, it was just a couple of weeks ago, and I wrote about it, that the Merrick Garland Department of Justice settled with Andrew McCabe.
Right.
And remember, Andrew McCabe was fired.
Yep.
Well, he turned around and said it was a politically motivated termination. And so he sued. And all this time, they've been going back and forth. He and his lawyers have been going back and forth to the Department of Justice, or waiting until they got Merrick Garland in there, the Department of Justice. So Andrew McCabe got his reputation restored on paper. He got his pension back. He got back pay. And then he got to keep his FBI cufflinks, which I guess is a big deal. I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
We also paid for his lawyer. So it was in the realm of millions of dollars that he ended up with. Now, why am I even mentioning that? Because Andrew McCabe is just as guilty as anybody else in the whole Russia collusion story.
Sure.
So Merrick Garland certainly was kept current by the John Durham operation on what John Durham is doing. And I believe that Merrick Garland said, well, you know, this could end up snagging some people over at the FBI, over at the Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
So if McCabe wants his money and we need to settle this, we better do it now. So that's why Merrick Garland paid him off early before I would say that perhaps one of the next people that may fall in all of this could be some of these top people at the FBI or former FBI. So that just kind of shows you the insidious operations that go on in Washington, D.C. Now, again, I don't believe that Hillary Clinton concocted this story. I don't think she's that smart.
Mm-hmm.
I think this whole operation. I think that she threw some names in there because she knew some good names from her time at Department of State, Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody else concocted this whole operation. And I would also say you just wait, because we're going to find out that the White House was advised of this. And I think that Hillary went to the White House under Obama to get some traction on it, to get some PR assistance.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to, I think we could necessarily find that out too.
All right. Let's go to the phone. We've got Bag M and Bob on the line. So Bag M and Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Kevin. I just wanted to ask Denise, assuming that we get the House and the Senate back in the 22 elections, do we need to get a supermajority that would be veto-proof by President Biden to do anything about this Russia collusion thing as far as the prosecuting the players in that, or would simple majorities be enough? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, go ahead, Denise.
I think that by that time, things will have necessarily worked themselves out that, for instance, this cat yesterday that was arrested, this Igor Danchenko.
Yeah.
I think he and perhaps even Sussman, because I think they were kind of low-level players in all of this, I think that they will be cooperative tools for Durham. And we want the big dogs. We want the Comeys. We want the McCays. We want the Strucks. We want Hillary. We want Mark Elias. We want Strobe Talbot. We want people over at the Brookings Institute, Fiona Hill. So, but then the other interesting thing that I think is sadly being left out of all of this is Trump himself.
Mm-hmm.
He was impeached on this. And I believe he has probably got the lawsuit of a century, because this was, I think, I can say this legitimately, this was the biggest fraud perpetuated on the American people, on the American people, probably in our history. Now, there's a couple others that I'd like to also mention that we don't want to forget. And those are people like Adam Schiff and the impeachment types, because they impeached on false premises.
Yes.
And, you know, it was a, not only was it reckless, but we're finding out how reckless it really was that they put these people, put the American people, and the reputation of the United States in peril. So, I mention all this because I want your listeners to kind of think far and wide on this thing.
Well, Jonathan Turley has voiced it on this too, and he's a very I trust him more than I do anybody else. When it comes
to that. he's a law professor. He's also given testimony from time to time on because he is a constitutionalist. He is a Democrat too, by the way.
That's right.
But he's seen cases like, you know, very similar to this in his time as being a lawyer and a professor, because they study cases in law school.
Yep.
And he has weighed in, and he has actually said that this isn't necessarily it's a stepping stone to a bigger plot.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with him, which I've just tried to explain. There are more people that I think that head should roll. Furthermore, I believe that we could be looking at people like John Brennan and James Clapper, because remember, and I would also say our former director of CIA, because remember, she was based in London, which is the cushiest job you can have without being director.
Yep.
She was based in London at the time and knew Christopher Steele.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Well, this is great how you put all this stuff together, and hopefully it'll stay that way. And
it's a thick plot, and, you know, it, you almost have to kind of, like, take notes. lots of books to be written on all this.
All right, to be continued. We'll talk to you tonight on a weekend edition, so have a great day.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out this story and the many other stories that she writes over there, too. This is dynamite stuff, folks, dynamite stuff. Okay, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of The Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with Pope Francis at the Vatican for their first official meeting and to address two issues, climate change and COVID-19. Biden arrived with First Lady Jill for the meeting. He told reporters that he and the Pope prayed for peace and that the topic of abortion was never raised during the meeting. The FDA has approved the Pfizer vaccine for kids. Dr. Janet Woodcock says the vaccine is both safe and effective.
parents and guardians can rest assured that we conducted a comprehensive and rigorous evaluation of the data on the vaccine's safety and effectiveness, and that this vaccine meets our high standards.
The acting FDA commissioner says the vaccine was found to be 90.7% effective with no serious side effects. Next, the CDC will review the recommendation, and a rollout of the vaccine could begin by next week. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news here in the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two locations to serve you. I'll tell you where they are after they get a chance to tell you about themselves, coming up right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you where you can train to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, one of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay at Clearwater. And the other one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, Massachusetts. And how you find out about all of this is by going to the website, naa.edu, checking it out to see what's there. And then I would strongly suggest that you ask to take the tour. Now, by doing that, you would give them a call. Right there, central number, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of whichever campus is close enough for you to go to and find out what they're all about. Now, you'll be able to talk to some students, you'll be able to talk to some teachers, and you'll be able to talk to the financial officers there that can work you through your funding for whether or not you're a veteran. Post 9/11, of course, you're going to get, if you haven't used your educational benefits, you're going to get your educational benefits that will take care of this. And if you're previous and don't have any benefits because you've already used it up, you can get a college loan the way everybody else does, and it'll be a low-interest loan. You pay it back that way. Okay, now, the money you're going to make is going to be excessive and perhaps insane for somebody to go into a business and wind up with the possibility of being able to have a six-figure check the first year. Now, obviously, that's all contingent on where you work and how long you work. If you go overseas, you're going to get it almost instantaneously. Because remember, airlines have locations all around the world. And we also have military that likes to hire the technical people that can do this sort of thing. And you can go all the way around the world, as well as, and I'm talking about military contractors, as well as the commercial airlines. So, NAA.edu. Telephone number 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour, and you'll be glad you did. By the way, Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturday, they have an open house at National Aviation Academy here in Clearwater, Florida. Now, their location is right there at Ulmerton and U.S. 19. On the east side, right there, you get off the exit ramp, and it's right there. U.S. 19 and Ulmerton, they'll be there with an open house come Saturday, 10 to 3. Well, here we go. An independent Pentagon review has concluded that the U.S. drone strike that killed the innocent Kabul civilians and children in the final days of the Afghanistan war was not caused by misconduct or negligence, and it didn't recommend any disciplinary action for the people that took this action, officials said during a news conference yesterday. In addition, local commanders will decide whether or not to give other than honorable dismissals to individuals who refuse the vaccine. So it'll be up to the local commanders as to whether or not they put them out dishonorably or honorably leaving the service. Now, the Defense Department can't be sure that troops were properly treated or their conditions properly documented for the future because CENTCOM didn't properly document the brain injuries after the 2020 Iraq barrage. So, here we go. What to do? By the way, Germany and the U.S. have planned a major aerial drill to defend Europe. Air Defender 2023 will consist of a two-week extensive course and exercise based in the European theater. That would be a nice display of force for the Russians, you think? Now, nearly 8,500 active-duty airmen and guardians missed the vaccination deadline. About 1,800 exemptions were granted, largely for medical reasons, and almost 5,000 religious exemption requests are still being processed. None have been approved so far, not one. Now, of course, when you talk about overseas activity, where our troops are and what they're doing, the annual Chinese power report has come out, pointing to using force against Taiwan as a motivation for its military modernization. Okay, if you believe that, I'll sell you a house in the middle of the Rio Grande River. Also, a local resettlement agency has anticipated a surge as more Afghans leave the military bases for new homes in Philadelphia. So you got a bunch of real estate people running around looking for houses in Philadelphia for these folks. Also, more than 3 weeks after Iraqis voted in parliament elections, pro-Iran Shia militias that have emerged as the biggest losers are still neglecting and rejecting the outcome of the vote, thrusting the country into uncertainty and certainly political chaos. Hopefully you can get that resolved pretty quick. Now, remember the Lockerbie bombing? Libya said they could work with the U.S. on extradition. Well, we're about to find out. Libya's foreign minister says her country could work with the U.S. on extraditing a man wanted over the 1988 Lockerbie bombing. How about that? How about that? And let's not forget that NATO has officially kicked out two new efforts meant to help the alliance to invest in critical next-generation technologies and avoid capability gaps between its member nations. Don't know why they did that. And finally, Washington is reportedly negotiating with Pakistan for long-term access to its airspace in exchange for assisting Islamabad with its counterterrorism operations. Does that mean we're getting back involved in a war somewhere else? All right, let's go to the phone lines. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say something here. Okay, while these 438 people are going to sell us out, we don't have $1.875 trillion to borrow from China to put it on the backs of the American people to raise taxes. Joe Manchin, you're right. Okay, the accounting and the lies that they're telling. Who's the idiot? Who's the idiot Democrat or fake Republican who's voting for this? Who are you? We don't have the money. Okay, and here you are going to try and sell the American people out on garbage. Joe Biden doesn't know anything about construction. Okay, infrastructure, he doesn't know anything about it. Who are you selling out? Here you guys are selling the American. We don't want this. You work for us. You work for us. No, we don't want to build back America. We want the Trump policy that got blacks the highest unemployment, the best jobs ever. But got the economy soaring. You see, first you want to take credit for Trump's economy. Then you want to go ahead and do this other crap. We don't want to have nothing to do with. I want DeSantis to know that we're suing the federal government and the people of Florida are not paying for this. We're suing you for corruption. That's what we're suing you for. And let me tell all 438 of you in the House and 96 of you in the Senate, may the Lord take you off the earth if you give Joe Biden $1. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. Peace.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
You know, you've heard me talk about this before, and if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura, because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a new, more rigid body added to it, a double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts, like the quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and boy, I'm telling you, that feels fantastic on this bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Plus, they honor those who served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog M. All Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
The toll of inflation on the American worker is now as evident as we've ever seen it before, with the report yesterday on labor cost productivity. Labor costs jumped at an annual rate of 8.3% in the third quarter. Typically, that would be good news for workers, indicating rising wages, but inflation has eaten away at any wage gains. So in real terms, compensation actually fell at 3.5%.
Well, yeah, it's basically an echo of what I've been saying for a very long period of time, and explaining to your listeners, my listeners, anybody that will listen, is that the government numbers and the things that they've been telling us are just a complete fugazi. None of it's true. People, you got to open your own eyes and you can see what's going on. Yeah, it's great to get a raise. It's great that people are making more money. That's fantastic. But the cost of things that you have to use every day, that you buy every day, food, energy, you name it, continue to rise at this incredible pace. It offsets all of that. Government inflation numbers, in my opinion, are basically useless. You basically double what they're putting out there and then some at this point in time because of the things that they consider. Many of the items, quite frankly, are things that you only buy on a rare occasion. So who cares if your televisions are cheaper? It's the stuff that you have to buy and you use every day, which is really important.
Well, the know-it-alls on television were trying to tell you that this was all about racism. That's how come this election went the way it did around the country, Virginia and other places. But the fact of the matter is, the polls tell us, the exit polls, that the number one reason was the economy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, quite frankly, it's nonsensical. It really is. You're gonna tell me that this election was about racism? How'd that work out? You got the first black lieutenant governor of the state of Virginia. You wanna explain that one to me? The logic behind that one?
Hey, listen to this. I'm not gonna bore you with all of it, but listen to this from MSNBC.
Fundamental problem for these parents and this anti-CRT movement. They don't like the way whiteness is being portrayed in these new, more inclusive lessons.
Yeah. This wasn't about those pocketbook issues. This was about how white kids feel talking about what black kids go through.
The subtext of all this was, we can't let these black and brown people run the country.
Glenn Youngkin running on critical race theory that he knew hit a chord around race.
I think all...
Wow.
Listen, it's those shattering classes on that station. I mean, it's almost a parody. It's so patently absurd and ridiculous, the things that they talk about. It really is. Parents are upset about what they're teaching their kids, and the powers that be, the wizards are smart, the elites don't like the peasants back home in their villages and their towns, voicing their opinion and wanting to raise their kids. I look at this too as well. It is a little bit bigger than that, Matt. You got this bill that Biden wants to pass where you want universal pre-K and all this stuff.
Right.
You want to drop your kids off at a government institutions for that length of time?
No.
All due respect, shame on you. Stay home and raise your kids. If you can't do that, then guess what? Don't have them. I aggravate people when I say that. Well, I got a career and all this stuff. You got to make a choice in life, okay? It's not the job of the government to raise your kids. It's yours. It involves making sacrifices. Stay home, raise your kids. Don't drop them off and give them to the government. Universal pre-K and child care. It's nonsense. It really is.
By the way, if you have a computer, you can stay home, raise your kids, and still make money because of the computer.
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's lots of things that you can do and work from home or work part-time. My mom was always home. She had home daycare. It was a baby. I have other kids that she'd watch at our house and we'd play with. I mean, it's just, you got to figure something out. It's great that parents are paying attention. I mean, I live in an area, quite frankly, I laugh. Any of the CRT stuff tried to make its way into the schools, there'd be an uprising here. It would never happen in a million years. Also, all of this LGBTQRS TUV stuff as well. It's too much at this point in time. They've jumped the shark. The pendulum has went way too far, and people are ticked off about it.
Boy, are they. Are they. That's the understatement of the year. And again, we just saw it. We actually just saw it with these elections.
Absolutely. And, well, again, like I said, you got to look a little deeper than rather than just what happened in Virginia. You know, I live on Long Island, which is a very populous area, as most people know. Complete Republican sweep all of Long Island.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
That's great.
I mean, it was the town council. All of the local elections here at the local level, grassroots level, all Republican wins.
That's great.
Complete sweep.
Now, OPEC is putting the kibosh on Biden's dreams to get the prices of oil and whatnot down and stabilized because they said they are not going to expedite any of the oil output. It's just going to stay the way it is, at least through the first of the year.
Yeah, I saw a meme yesterday. I got a kick out of it. It was like a picture of Putin and Prince was in Salman there in Saudi Arabia looking to those smiling. And the meme was, guess who just called us again? You know, it's going to get worse. Most people don't realize this. And it was actually a really fantastic piece breaking down some of the regulations the EPA is rolling out in regards to methane gas and what they want to force oil producers to do and actually try to contain some methane gas that comes out when you're drilling for oil. And they want to force them to put it in pipelines. But they're not allowing anybody to build any pipelines. So how is this possible? And it could make our oil production basically fall off a cliff. You know, it's amazing. You think that we had killed the big OPEC monster, and, you know, we resurrected it. And now they're back to life, and now we've got to go ahead. We've got to beg OPEC, which, you know, all the Middle Eastern countries and Venezuela and Russia to send us more oil because we're unwilling to do what is necessary.
Now, at least 18 billionaires received COVID stimulus checks. Do you have a problem with that?
The stuff for the TP, for
yes.
Yes. Paycheck Protection PPP people. Listen, you know, if they're doing it and, you know, rather than taking that money and rather than laying workers off and using that money to go to keep workers on, you know, it is what it is. It was designed as a stimulus to help keep these people on. You know, they take a look. I mean, certain businesses out there, Matt, were completely shut down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if you're a business and you're going to reach into your, you know, your own pocket or sell shares that are already way down because, let's say, if you own Carnival Cruise and you're a major shareholder in that company and you can't run any cruises and your stock is collapsing, or an airline or a hotel, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, the government's going to say, hey, listen, we shut these businesses down. We're going to give you money to help keep these workers there. I don't have a problem with them using it for keeping workers on.
No, they can't get these chip companies for the automobiles back in the United States fast enough. And to make it real quick, Ford is putting up a chip plant of their own. Chrysler's putting up a chip plant of their own. And I understand that some of the foreign manufacturers that are here, Nissan and Toyota, are doing the same.
Certain supply chains are going to be coming back. People starting to rethink them, especially what's going on in California and the old crisis there.
All right, my friend, I'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, that's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Watchdog on Wall Street. And we'll be coming back with Frank Salvato.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.